Nathan Lopez is joining us from St. John's Prep and from Linfield, and this month's Moynihan Lumber Student Athlete of the Month. Nathan, welcome. Thanks for taking a few minutes to join us.
Yeah, thank you for having me.
Nathan is a cross-country runner. We'll get into some of this athletic stuff in just a moment. We'll also get into the academic piece with Nathan, as this is a student athlete award given every month, and then the big winner at the end of the year. So, Nathan, Catholic Conference Most Valuable Cross-Country Runner this past year. So congratulations on that. And I guess tell us a bit about your fall this past fall with cross-country.
Yeah, I mean, this fall is definitely one that I've been looking forward to for a little bit now, just coming off junior year, a little bit disappointed with some of my performances because I was struggling with injury for a lot of the year. So I definitely came into it looking for some big things, and we did a lot of good training over the summer to kind of start up that base and just get ready for the actual season to begin. And I had probably my best summer to date. And then this past couple months, we've just kind of been working away with the workouts, and all the boys on the team have been kind of in it together and looking to improve all as a team. And we've gone to a couple of big meets down at like the Ocean State Invitational and Manhattan Invitational, where we've performed pretty well. Me on the individual side and as a team. And now we're almost at the end of the season for the top seven guys. We're going to the All-State Championship this coming weekend, and we're definitely really excited about it and hoping to do pretty good. So, yeah.
So this will air on or post on Sunday after that event, I assume on Saturday, right, Nathan?
Yeah.
So tell me more about that event and who's involved with that.
Yeah. So the All-State Championship is something that we kind of build our season around every year. It's kind of the culmination of all the separate divisions in kind of our Massachusetts area. And St. John's Prep is, since I've been there the last 3 years, has historically been one of the best teams in the state. I've been a part of two state championship teams myself already, and I think this year we're kind of just trying to continue that and see what we can do. So last week we had the divisional meet where we didn't have a great performance, we would say. We finished fifth at that, which it was our worst kind of performance of the season. So I think we're definitely coming off that a little bit upset about it, but I think we're using it as a learning experience. And we had a similar thing happen last year at the divisional meet where we ended up getting second, and then we're able to pull off the win the next week. So we're really just going into this optimistic and probably with a weight off our shoulders as maybe not being seen as the best team at the moment. So we're just going in with the mindset of we're going to go for it and see what happens.
Nathan, runners are really special individuals, hardworking, driven, and so on. So you mentioned your summer workout. So give our listeners an idea as to what you do, let's say, for any given week in during the summer to prepare for the fall high school cross-country season.
Yeah. So the summer is a time when I generally just do a lot of kind of base building and just kind of building up my aerobic fitness. So that consists of kind of just a lot of easy running for the beginning of the summer, getting kind of my mileage up to around 65, which is where I peaked for this past summer. So 65 a week, mostly of just easy running around, I don't know, 7 minutes a mile. And then as we get into kind of the second half of summer, we begin to mix in some faster long run stuff. So my longest run would get up to 13 or 14 miles, and we get down to paces of under 5.5 minutes per mile in those. And we also just do some pickups and just a little bit of faster running around the 5 minute pace for shorter than a mile distance in the middle of those runs. But most of the running in the summer is just kind of focusing on getting in all the volume, 65-ish miles a week, and really just setting the base for what we're going to work off of during the actual season.
All right. Do you do other track, like winter track or spring track for the prep?
Yeah, I do both winter and spring track.
And you also have the prep record for a mile. Do I have that right?
Yeah, I have the mile and the 2 mile prep record for spring track.
Nice. Congratulations. Before I get into the academics, I'm going to transition. So you just mentioned miles and time and so on. So I'm going to ask you about your time and how you manage it. It's a question that we often ask our student athletes here, the Moynihan winners, because you have to be such a great time manager, if you will, for academics and athletics, for all the training and so on. So tell me about how do you approach your time management with the books and the pavement, if you will.
Yeah. I mean, I think as a senior, it's my kind of fourth year being in the real high school cycle of training and doing school at the same time. So I kind of have a schedule locked in that I've been doing for a while now, just kind of trying to stay on top of things and getting in practice and getting home and trying to get in all my work by a reasonable time so that I can get the rest that a runner like me needs. But I think a lot of the balancing is just trying to be as efficient as possible in the classroom, whether it's getting studying done that I can do in school and lighten my load for when I'm at home, or using any free time that I have in school to get some extra work done here and there. That all goes a long way when you have limited time like an athlete does. So it's mostly just built around efficiency and trying to get things done as fast as I can, but also as well as I can.
Nathan, I understand the University of Michigan is likely in your future, and business is something you're very much interested in. I got to ask you, here you are from Linfield and you're going to Michigan. I mean, that has to be, if not the biggest, one of the biggest college campuses or in the country.
Mm-hmm.
So what is appealing about Michigan, the University of Michigan?
Yeah. So I took an official visit down there, this past summer, just as a recruiting visit. And I got to spend a couple nights there and really experience, what it's like to go to a school like that. And, I've always been kind of a big fan of the big schools and just having a loud, kind of enthusiastic campus around me. So I think Michigan is something that really clicked with me when I was there on my visit. And we got to do a lot of fun things, like go to the football game, their opening day. And that was a blast in, like, that big of a stadium with all those people. And I think Michigan also has some top-tier athletics and academics to offer me, which is two of the big things that I was looking for in my search. So I think overall it was just something that I felt fit really well, and overall it was just a great time while I was out there.
Tell me about, at the prep, a favorite course possibly that you took in your 4 years there, or two hopefully, and maybe a teacher or two that has been, it's kind of corny to say inspirational, but somebody that you think was kind of made the course interesting or fun for you as a student.
Yeah. I mean, you mentioned, and I told you that I was looking into kind of the business things at Michigan. So I think one of the courses that I took last year, economics, was something that was very interesting to me. Just kind of how everything worked and getting a much bigger view of what economics really is, because going into it, it wasn't something that I thought I knew about it, but definitely learned a whole lot more than I knew beforehand. So economics was something that was a great experience, and even the teacher side, I worked with Mr. Hennessy for economics. He's a really good teacher, and he was actually, he's had experience on Wall Street in that kind of business area of things. So he was someone that was able to give us really good insights into what it's like to be in the business world. And I think that's something that really reinforced my interest in business as a possible pursuit in my future.
Well, you'll be able to make a lot of big business connections out of Michigan for sure. A lot of connections out there.
Yeah.
Here, yeah. Nathan, here's my last question, kind of out of the blue here, but I was listening to your talk about training and so on. So now, as an athlete, is there one particular food that you think is might be helpful to you, and that you like to have in your diet, if you will? Or do you just eat regular, whatever your family's eating for meals? Is there some supplement or whatever, some kind of food that you think, I've got to have this, I read about this, I'm going to have this, whether it's vegetables or whatever it might be?
I would say not, but I don't think there's anything that I really eat that I feel is super important to what I do right now. I think as a still kind of an amateur athlete, being in high school, where the focus isn't fully just performance, you're still doing a whole lot of stuff outside of training. We don't put too much emphasis on what we eat, but I try and keep it at a reasonable amount of healthiness here and there. So I like to mix in, say, like bananas or some other types of fruits that I know will do a little bit of good for myself. But there's definitely times after, say, like a big race, when I like to just reward myself with like a donut or something. So we're not too strict about it. We just try and mind ourselves and make sure we're not doing anything crazy.
Well, you know, Nathan, I think you made a lot of people happy. I mean, I love the comment about the donut, personally, for myself. But, you know, I think there must be a lot of other high school kids listening to this right now thinking, hey, bananas. Mom, get me some bananas. You know, there you go.
Yeah.
All right. But, Nathan, anything else you want to share with us? It's been great talking with you. Congrats on the award. But anything else that we missed talking to you about?
I don't think there's too much else. I just kind of thank my coaches, my family, my teammates, and everyone else who supports me and helps me get to where I am right now. So just thank you to all of them, and I hope to continue my success and make them happy.
I am sure that you will. Nathan, thanks so much for joining us, and best of luck this coming weekend, and of course later on in the school year as well with winter and spring track.
Yeah, thank you very much.
Nathan Lopez with us from St. John's Prep in Linfield. I'm Bill Newell on MSONewsSports.com.